This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To believe what we're seeing with our own eyes in China. And it definitely harkens us back to Tiananmen Square. These protests now in China are in fact the largest and most widespread since those and Tiananmen Square. And it's obvious that the people of China have had enough of these COVID lockdowns and what's happening. Pretty phenomenal. It is. To talk about this today on the program, we're joined by Reggie Littlejohn with the Women's Rights Without Frontiers and the Stop Vax Passports Task Force as well. Reggie, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Glad to have you, and curious of your thoughts on what we're seeing here in China. This is pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
It's absolutely extraordinary. And as you said, these are the biggest protests we've seen since Tiananmen Square. Of course, Tiananmen Square was much larger, but there have been no protests since then. There were no large protests like this, no widespread protests like this, because of the way that the Chinese Communist Party cracks down on people who protest. But the way that this whole thing started is very interesting, Scott. So what happened is... there's a province called Xinjiang, East Turkestan, where there was an apartment fire and people died. And we don't know how many. The Chinese Communist Party says 10. There are different Uyghur organizations that say 50. But in any case, what this did to the Chinese people is it raised the question of, why did so many people die in this? Was it because they could not get out? Because what the Chinese Communist Party is doing during these severe COVID lockdowns is they are actually soldering people into their buildings and soldering people and locking people into their apartments so they can't get out. That's a lockdown. I mean, it's a literal lockdown. And so what that did is it spurred protests across China because similar lockdowns are happening around China, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous if there's a fire. It's dangerous if there's any kind of an emergency, like if somebody's having a heart attack, they can't get out, or EMTs can't get in. And so this has spurred really amazing protests across China, and they're amazing because anyone who protests in China, because it's such an intense surveillance state, is really putting their freedom at risk.
It really is incredible to see. And it's heartwarming in some ways, as evil and awful as the Chinese government is. It's heartwarming to know people are, they just had enough. They're not going there. And I think we all felt a version of this during the whole COVID pandemic. And now they've got this zero COVID policy. What is that anyway that the government is trying to enforce on these people?
A very controversial policy that Xi Jinping is imposing on China, which means that there will be zero positive cases. So that if anybody, if there's like one person who tests positive in an area, the whole area will be locked down. And the thing that's so insane about this is that they are still allowing international travel. So, of course, people are going to be coming back with COVID from international travel. And so when they do, they just lock the whole city down. Wherever they are, they just lock it down. So that's the zero COVID policy, and it's having an absolutely devastating impact on the economy and on people being locked down. Suicides. I've actually heard of people even starving if they've been locked down for several months and they have had no access to food. So it's very controversial among the Chinese people, and even though they live in a surveillance state. Even though anybody who protests is absolutely taking their liberty into their hands, you can push people beyond, beyond their limit of tolerance. And that's what appears to be happening in China right now.
And isn't it great to see the protests, to see people pushing back, to see people saying, I've had enough. And even as you mentioned, in this tyrannical government in which they live, they don't care. They're taking risks and they're pushing back. You know, I mean, it's pretty extraordinary, and it's honestly heartwarming to see. You've launched something called the Blank Paper Protest about this in support of the Chinese protesters. Talk about this.
So it is heartening to see what they're doing, and you can admire their bravery, but really it's not going to be effective unless the rest of the world supports them in this, okay, because the government can just crack down and stop these protests, and they're in the process of doing this. Very interesting. You know what they're doing? These protests have really spread among the university students. So they're sending university students home for like a surprise vacation, and this is their way of dissipating the energy of all of these. But no. We need to support them. So I started this thing that you mentioned called the Blank Paper Protest. So what they're doing in China is they are holding up a blank piece of paper in protest. And what this means is that this protest has gone beyond simply protesting the lockdowns to protesting censorship. Because people in China are not free. They're heavily censored. And so they hold up a blank piece of paper to show that, you know, this is basically what they're allowed to say, which is nothing. And it's a protest against censorship. And what I've done is started this blank paper protest that anyone in the world can take a picture of themselves holding a blank piece of paper. And I would only just ask that you write your country on it. You don't have to have your name or anything, because I want to show this is a worldwide support and post it on Twitter. I have a hashtag, blank paper protest, Twitter, Getter, Truth Social, or you can send it to me personally. So my email is reggielittlejohn@gmail.com, and we're going to start posting these on our website to show that there's international support for these protesters. Otherwise, they can just be cracked down by the government, and that's the end. But if the rest of the world rises up in support, then they're going to have to deal with it.
What a great idea. Wonderful idea. And I had no idea that the Chinese people were using this protest as a blank paper as well. I mean, tells you everything you need to know. This is what they're allowed to say, a blank piece of paper. Wow. That is unbelievable.
And there's another thing that's very interesting, Scott, which is part of what has fed into this protest is the World Cup. Now, you would not think of, you know, what's the connection between these protests and the World Cup? Well, I'll tell you, it has to do with censorship. The Chinese Communist Party was broadcasting the World Cup in Qatar, soccer games in Qatar, into China. And for some reason, soccer and the World Cup is really popular in China. They estimate there's like 500 million people who've been viewing this. That's almost half the country. That's a lot of people watching this. And what they saw at the World Cup was the crowds. So what they saw was a whole bunch of people, many tens of thousands of people, all jammed together, and no one was wearing a mask, or almost no one was wearing a mask. And so what that did is it showed the Chinese people that the Chinese Communist Party had been lying to them, because what they were saying is that, you know, China is number one in controlling the coronavirus, and the rest of the world is dying of the coronavirus, and it's spreading like wildfire. And meanwhile, when they look at the World Cup, They can see actually all these healthy, happy people sitting together, most of them without masks. So it just showed them that the Chinese Communist Party was lying to them. And again, that feeds into censorship. So the censorship is not just a blank piece of paper of what they can say, what they're allowed to say, but it's also a blank piece of paper that shows what the government, the truth that the government is telling them, which is nothing, no truth. They're not telling them the truth about what's going on with coronavirus or what's going on with the rest of the world.
And you've reported that the protesters are actually chanting down with the CCP, which is unheard of in China. You just don't do that. So
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary.
I'm worried about them. Okay, they've been chanting. And this is only in Shanghai that I'm aware of this. But down with the CCP and down with Xi Jinping, personally.
Unbelievable. Hold that thought, if you would, Reggie. We're going to take a quick break and finish on the other side of the break. I also want to ask you about the digital gulag that you've been concerned about, digital IDs and a central bank digital currency. Plus, we'll finish up our chat about what's happening in China. Pretty fascinating. More with Reggie Littlejohn after this short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy, have a deal they want me to tell you about. When have you ever been able to drive a Suburban for $13,000? Pre-owned 2012 Chevrolet Suburban, This one is Mocha Steel Metallic, light cashmere, dark cashmere, custom leather appointed seat trim, a Chevy Suburban LT for $13,000. 2012, there's a 2017 Chevrolet Impala, just $18,000. This one is black, jet black, premium cloth, leather seat trim, so it's all loaded up. It's a great deal. Really good deal. 2017 Chevrolet Traverse, just $20,000 on that. Great savings you'll find from our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy in Valley City, PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Continuing our conversation with Reggie Littlejohn about things happening in China that ought to shake you to the core. She's the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and co-chair of Stop Vax Passports. Texter says, well, the current administration supports the Chinese government. China's building concentration camps as we speak. Our government is supporting that government. What does that say? The United States has political prisoners right now in Washington. You think the current administration is too cozy with the regime in China, Reggie?
I mean, all you have to do is go to the Hunter Biden laptop and see how cozy they are. I mean, there is just a very, very strong connection between the U.S. government, including all the way up to the top, and the Chinese Communist Party. And the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated just about every aspect of our society. So there's our government, all right? Then there's also, you know, education. There's also entertainment. There's also our critical infrastructure. I mean, you can just go down the list of everything that's important about America, and China is right there.
And we could add social media and TikTok to that list as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is trouble. Parents, do not let your kids use TikTok. The amount of information that they're gleaning from that is knows no bounds. Before the break, we were talking about how these protesters in Shanghai are actually chanting, "Down with the CCP." This is happening right now.
Right. And also we were talking about the need to support them because they are really putting themselves on the line. They are taking a lot of risk in doing that. And here we would take no risk at all by just simply taking a picture of ourselves, holding a blank piece of paper, because that's their protest, is holding a blank piece of paper, calling this a blank paper protest, and either posting it on Twitter or Getter or Rumble or True Social, Rumble, posting it or sending it to me personally at ReggieLittlejohn@gmail.com. We'll put it on our website to show international support for these students. But there's another thing, Scott, that is a way that the United States is modeling itself after the China model, which is in this this vaccine passport, smart health IDs, and combining with the central bank digital currency, which is the digital gulag. You had asked me to talk about that if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I read your piece on that, and I thought this was worth talking about and informing our listeners a little bit here.
It's actually really urgent because we are about to lose our freedom. And the way that can happen is that the G20 nations, they met the last couple of weeks, late November, and they said they want a mandatory international vaccine passport, smart health ID. And what I'm here to tell the listeners is that any mandatory digital ID, whether it's called a vaccine passport, whether it's called a smart health card, whether it's just it's called a digital driver's license, whether it's called just any mandatory digital ID can support the platform, the functionality of the China social credit system, which is a tool of totalitarian control. And what it does is it tracks every aspect of you, facial recognition, real-time geolocation, your entire internet search history, your social media posts, your internet spending history, whatever you buy online, your medical history, your criminal history, and it attaches it to your bank account and your credit card. so that if you do things that the government doesn't like in China, they can cut you off from your credit cards and your bank accounts. And if you think that this can't happen in the United States, it did happen earlier this year in Canada with the truckers' strike, right, where the Canadian government cut not only the truckers, but anyone who had donated to the truckers. They cut them off their credit cards and their bank accounts. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you had no access to money? I mean, so we need to stop this, and it's coming to the United States if we don't stop it. So the United States is actually, the World Health Organization has hired Deutsche Telekom to create these international vaccine passports. And then President Biden signed an executive order earlier this year to evaluate, and now I think he's moving forward with a central bank digital currency. And people confuse these with blockchain. They think they're the same. They're the opposite. Blockchain is decentralized. It's private. A central bank digital currency means that the U.S. Federal government will have control over your money. They will see everything that you spend it on. And these central bank digital currencies can be made to be programmable. And what that means is that they can be programmed. And so that means that the federal government, they don't like you because you say things that are counter-narrative, or they decide that, this is connected to your health. They decide that, you have your cholesterol is too high, whatever. They can make it so that you can't buy that hamburger, that your money will just turn off.
And we wouldn't. We're not surprised that that China is doing something like this, with that level of surveillance. But you also report that the Biden administration is evaluating whether to do their own version of the CBDC, right?
Right, and the Biden right, and it's beyond evaluation. I think that they're I think that they're developing it. So they're probably going to be running a pilot program soon. And so the way that they say this is, oh, it's so convenient. If you leave your wallet at home, you got this access to this. And they try to lull us into it's convenient. We're not even trying to bribe us. In China, they're giving people money to start them off in the central bank digital currency so that they will want to do it because they want to get this money. And meanwhile, it's a tool of enslavement.
Turn
it off.
You're a hero for being a whistleblower in all this. And I'm hoping that the blank paper protest takes off, that we can join in solidarity with what's happening in China as well. Founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, Reggie Littlejohn, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
More after this. Stephen Moore, The Economist, next.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. Here's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005, he blamed for the death of his younger brother, was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bonterra for killing Officer William McEntee. Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and the U.S. economy. This after President Biden took a victory lap earlier this year before the bigger unions declined the offer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And grab and go convenience awaits at PetroServe USA. You just tell them, I want some of that comfort food. And it'll lead you right there to the great specials, which include today's Swedish meatballs in Harwood, Glendon, or 45th Street. There's Beefy Mac, NP Avenue. There's Salisbury Steak, 12th Avenue, and I-29. Meatloaf at West Main Avenue and Cabbage Rolls as well. Home cook and grab and go convenience, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Stephen Moore from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. We need to unleash a little of that prosperity, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott, doing really well. Thank you. You know, I love the, I don't know if you saw the Babylon Bee humor item today, but it's just so funny. It's basically, you know, showing this big sign of, you know, the new Black Friday, you know, sales. You know, to get people out to shop, and it says, we've lowered our prices even before Joe Biden was president.
Oh, my gosh. And you predicted it. You predicted the recession and the inflation that's come with it. And, you know, it's sad to see, isn't it?
It's sad to see, but it was totally predictable. I can't take a bow because when you spend and borrow $4 trillion that you don't have in print money, you know, how could any economist think that wouldn't cause inflation? Oh, wait a minute. There were 15 Nobel Prize economists who a year ago wrote in the New York Times that don't worry, Joe Biden's economic plan won't cause inflation. Don't you think that maybe they should send back their PhDs and say, we don't know what we're talking about?
I think everyone should be called in by the new House GOP majority to explain this.
There you go. Well, you know, here's the thing, you know, people, I know a lot of, you know, my conservative friends and I have been kind of depressed about the election. I've been a little bit, you know, depressed too. But the most important thing that happened on election day, despite Republicans underperforming in so many states, was that, Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker of the House. And that's a big, big, big deal because, you know, the evidence shows very clearly, and I'm not making a partisan point right now. This is just what the evidence shows over the last 50 years. The economy, Scott, and the stock market do better when you have divided power in Washington. So, you know, now you've restored some checks and balances, giving, you know, Joe Biden a Democratic Congress that was a rubber stamp for all the crazy things he wanted to do is why we're in this crisis in the first place.
How, I mean, that will help, certainly, the divided government to weather the storm. It's just going to stop more bad stuff from happening.
Stop bad things, yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah. In other words, Republicans won't be able to pass legislation because you still have Chuckie Schumer running the Senate and you still have, Joe Biden who can veto bills. But what they can do, look, this is really important, Scott. Joe Biden cannot spend a penny. Did you know that? He does not have authority essentially to spend a penny because every dollar has to go through Congress. So all the Republicans have to do is just say no to the spending and they can stop it. So let's see if they do that. I don't know if they have the spinal fluid to do that because, you know, Republicans like to play Santa Claus as much as Democrats do sometimes. So we'll see. But, you know, if we have a big spending spree in the next 2 years, you can't just blame Biden. You'll have to blame the Republicans, too.
What's your assessment of this economy? And I know that, as you're saying, the stock market will do better. Things certainly better with a Republican House and a Democratic Senate because you've got divided government. But what's going to happen? Are we going to go further down before we go back up?
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, look, we've had two terrible years under Biden with an economy, you know, for the first 9 months of this year, you know what the economic growth rate for the country was? 0.08%, which is pretty close to zero. And so the economy hasn't been growing. We've had this, you know, record inflation. Our debt has gone up to $32 trillion. So, you know, we've created a lot of mischief in the last 2 years. But, you know, I never bet against the American economy. We have incredibly industrious people. We've got great farmers. We've got great people in our technology industry. We've got, you know, amazing people in manufacturing. So, you know, but the problem is the government just keeps more and more putting more millstones around the neck of the private economy. It's very simple. When the government spends $4 trillion, where does that $4 trillion come from? It comes from private workers and private businesses. Government doesn't produce anything, Scott. All it does is redistribute from the people who produce to the people who don't produce.
You wrote in your newsletter this week that you're starting to become concerned about Americans' debt burden.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yes. Well, you know, so not only do we have this gigantic federal debt problem that everybody knows about, as certainly all your listeners know, that, you know, we have the most gigantic debt in the history of the world. We're the biggest borrower in the world. And just the interest costs are approaching $1 trillion a year. Just paying the interest on the debt. That's how bad things are. But then you add to that, that, you know, how are consumers continuing to spend? Because so far this Christmas season, you know, it looks like people are really spending. But what's happening is people are going further and further into debt. So you look at credit card debt. You know, right now we've got $1 trillion of outstanding credit card debt. And I don't know about the Hennen household, but I got to tell you, in the Moore household, if we keep running up our credit card month after month after month after month, that story doesn't have a happy ending, Scott. You know? So you can't just keep – the only people who can borrow as if they have no limit on their credit card is the federal government, and that story doesn't have a happy ending either. So I'm very concerned about that. We've become debt nation.
The credit card debt is higher now than at any time in the last 20 years.
Yep.
Well, I mean, why is that? What do you think is behind
that? Well, I think it's pretty obvious, Scott. When you've got, you know, people's incomes rising at 5% and people's inflation, their cost of living goes up 8%, the only way they can maintain their standard of living is to borrow more. And that's what's happening. People are running up the credit card to buy the same things that they used to buy, but because of Biden inflation, you know, they have to dig further into debt. And, you know, I think everybody's thinking, oh, the government, maybe people think that the government's going to forgive their credit card debt, just like the government wants to, you know, forgive people's student loan debt.
So it's not a, you know, spending spree. It's, hey, I have no choice here. This is what the Biden administration's done. I mean, I see you also talked about balances are increasing more in lower income areas as well. So the good old Biden economy is hurting people that have the least the most.
Well, but yeah, who are the people get strangled by, you know, inflation? I guarantee you Bill Gates doesn't care if the price of milk goes up by 12%, you know, or the price of gasoline goes up by 30%. You know, that's loose change for him. But for people who are, you know, lower middle class or lower class or even middle class people, you know, that puts a real financial strain. You know, look at the cost of Thanksgiving dinner went up 20% this year over last year. So these are costs that are quite extraordinary. Now, the good news is inflation is coming down a little bit. I think we maybe headed to 6% inflation from the 8 to 9% inflation we had the first part of this year. But that's still way, we should be at 0 to 2%. Under Trump, when he left office, do you know what the inflation rate was, Scott?
No.
1.5%.
1.5%. Wow.
We went from 1.5% in 20 months under Biden to 8.5%.
I haven't seen that on the ABC World News Tonight.
Exactly. And then Biden says, oh, this is due to international factors and blah, blah, blah. It's beyond my control. And apparently voters believed him when he said that. But, you know, we'll see how people like it, you know, as this inflation – situation lingers more and more and more. And, you know, there's an old saying you may remember from the 70s, although you're, I think, a little younger than I am. You know, my take-home pay won't take me home. And, you know, that's the way it's getting now. You know, that's what people said under Jimmy Carter. Now we're going to have to start saying it under Joe Biden.
Texter says, ask Steve if he agrees. The corruption in the U.S. government is beyond the corruption of any other country on the planet. The government tyranny in the U.S. is growing.
I don't know. I would not say that our corruption is worse than that of the other countries. I mean, look at the corruption in, you know, North Korea. Look at the corruption in Venezuela. Don't you love, by the way, that Biden wants to drill in Venezuela because he says they're going to improve their human rights? Oh, right. This is a country where Maduro is starving to death his own citizens, but they're going to work on their human rights records.
And I just certainly drill in the Bakken right here in North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly. Why are we drilling in North Dakota and not in Venezuela? So, yeah, you know, when you say that when your listener says that, you know, that we have the worst corruption, no, we don't. But that's a low bar, right? Because so many other countries have great corruption. I mean, governments are corrupt in most places in the world. The problem is we're allowing, you know, when you increase the federal take of the citizens' money by $5 trillion, then you're going to make corruption much worse, right? I mean, look at the corruption in the unemployment benefit program, Scott. $150 billion, with a B, was stolen from that program. Do you think the Democrats had an investigation of what happened to that money?
Zero chance of that happening.
None. Yeah. Republicans kept saying, let's have an investigation here. And it's like, you know, somebody, you know, stick a gun to your head and said, give me all your money, give me all your money in your bank account, and they took it all. And then you went to the police, and they said, oh, we're not going to investigate that. You know, that's fine. We're not going to investigate that. That's a petty crime. But we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars, Scott. So the one good thing that Republicans can do as they take over the House with a slim majority is now they can do these investigations and find out who stole the money. The fraudsters, and by the way, a lot of these fraudsters don't even live in the United States. They live in China, they live in Russia, they live in Mexico. They just ripped us off, and the Democrats said, it's just a cost of doing business.
But you raise a good point. I mean, I think that single issue is a reason enough to smile after Election Day to be able to have that investigative power going forward.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It is.
Yeah. And I think they got to do that, and then they have to start taking a chainsaw to this budget. You know, we'll see if they do. I'll report back to you in a couple months when they take over, whether they have the fortitude to make the cuts that are necessary. It's easy. I mean, given how much money we've been wasting, this is a layup.
Yeah, I like that visual, a chainsaw to the budget. That'd be good. another listener.
Right, Scott, I got to run, but good to be with you, my friend. I hope things are well in North Dakota.
They're all great. Thanks so much, Steve. You take care.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Steve Moore, one of the great economists out there for sure.
Oh, he's got game.
He's got game all the way.
He's got game.
It's great. It's wonderful. I have another Wednesday Wheels deal from our friends at Buckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Certified pre-owned 2020 Chevrolet Traverse Premier. 3.6-liter V6 engine, only 34,000 miles on it. Jet black. Perforated leather, appointed seat trim, loaded up, heated seats, steering wheel, backup camera, lane departure warning, all of those. Tow package was $47,000. If you tell them, hey, they sent me here from the flag, $46,000 even. Saving over $1,000. All you need to do is tell them you heard it right here. Check it out at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Again, it's a 2020 Chevrolet Traverse Premier. Black one. Look at the miles on that.
Barely broken in.
I know, 34,000 miles. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. We'll take a short break. Back with our final segment of What's on Your Mind after this time out. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care, Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For a little air guitar, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by MyPillow today. And the all-new My Coffee. Mike Lindell has done it again, an all-new product, My Coffee. And if you ask him what's the secret to My Coffee, he'll tell you the beans. The beans are grown in Honduras. Perfect climate for growing the best beans ever. So every single batch is tested to make sure it meets the very highest industry standard. All the production done right here in the good old USA. You can order ground, whole bean, or single serve coffee pods. It's certified organic. It's non-GMO. Mike likes to say it's like getting your small batch specialty coffee delivered monthly right to your door. That stuff would cost you a lot of money. But if you go to mystore.com and use the promo code Scott, you'll save 50% on your My Coffee subscription. 50%! You can also call them and get that as well at 800 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyStore.com, promo code Scott or call, 800-506-9028. 50% savings on your My Coffee subscription. You cannot beat a deal like that. A few of your comments that we haven't had a chance to get to here through our conversations on What's on Your Mind Today, busy program. You can text us always at 237-1590. You call us 855-200-1776, extension 2. Or call 271-1100. Local number as well. Listener says, at what point will this administration admit we are in a recession? When do you think that would be, Kevin? Maybe we'd have hell freezing over, do you think? Or
who knows?
This administration is not going to admit we're in a recession.
Yeah.
They do happy talk.
Maybe when half the grocery stores close, half the gas stations, nobody's driving anymore, then we might be in a recession.
That'd be interesting.
Bread lines, you know, and maybe.
But look,
the jobs, there's bread lines. But there's jobs.
You got a little KJP happy talk there for me?
I can sure dig some up.
Yeah, we'll get you a little happy talk. That's what you'll get.
She hasn't been saying much in the last couple of days.
Happy talk. Rather than admitting that we're in a recession.
The best one was the day before yesterday on this railroad strike deal that they're talking about. They're trying to, they're in there now. The president's involved. They're going to get it all taken care of.
The president is directly involved in the process and has been engaged with his team and also has had conversation with members of Congress on this particular issue in case resolving the issue falls to them.
You sure? I love to just ask those three words at every press conference. Are you sure?
In the same
you just said. Are you
sound,
sure?
In the same soundbite, we go from the president directly involved.
Yeah.
To you know, maybe Congress might have to
fall to them. And maybe they'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind. The last time Biden was involved with these talks, which wasn't in a couple months ago. They sent the thing back, and they didn't even send it to any kind of collective bargaining. And the union said, "No, we're not even gonna look at that."
Oh my gosh!
I mean, and now then they just let it go. Now it's really happening. So now it's like all of the things that come back, 10 seconds after the fact. We're on it. We're working it.
You got a word salad.
Yep.
That's what you got.
Whip it up.
Yeah, exactly. Are you kidding me? $46,000. Most people can't afford $6,000, let alone $46,000.
Oh, for the vehicle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not true. A lot of people are buying new rigs.
Exactly.
Depends who you're talking to.
And
we get it.
You don't walk in there with $46,000 cold hard cash, generally. Financing options that are available. And I would venture to say, if I look out on I-94 right now, the average price of the vehicles I'm seeing, definitely $46,000. Just random sample right now. Suburban, another SUV, Chevy pickup, Ford Explorer,
Oh, yeah.
Avalanche. You get the idea, Ford pickup.
See, I'm with the texter, though. We just found a killer 2011 Chevy, nice Silverado for $7,500. And I'd look around, a friend in the car business. But yeah, I'm kind of in that. But yeah, there's plenty of people, To each his own. If you got the money,
I literally was just gonna say to each his own.
Yeah.
And my mother rest in peace.
Amen. Mine too. That was that better than a sharp stick in the eye. That was rather.
Hey, before we let you go to today, I wanted to tell you that we have a great SUV. And truck exterior protection plan. Speaking of those SUVs and trucks, you can bid on. This is coming up tomorrow. Bidding starts at $200. Thursday, tomorrow, 7 a.m. is when it gets started. This is a ceramic protection plan from Extreme Detailing and provides 5 years of exterior protection with warranty. No kidding. So Extreme Detailing can get you going there. The bid starts at $200. Bidding begins tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So set your alarm and start bidding and get a good deal. Find out more online at the Big Deals page at am1100theflag.com. am1100theflag.com under the Big Deals page. All the details there. All right, friends, thanks for listening. God bless. Charlie Kirk's next.
Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word ZONE to 39747. One more time, the word ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.